Good morning. It is October 9th, 2012. The time is 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And we're on a return trip, Max and I, on a morning walk along the 11th fairway of the golf course that is one of my neighbors. I am a stone's throw, my house is, as far as the back property, to the golf course. It almost borders it. It's just a little bit of a street that is in between on the back ends of my property and the back end of the 11th fairway. It leads into a couple hole. There's a sort of an intersection there of the fifth hole coming down and winds around the back end of the 11th hole pin and get the backside down here on the lower end of the hill. But it's a pleasant, very, very pleasant morning. It's cool, overcast. The sun is popping out in between clouds, but there is an overcast. And a good morning autumn walk that Max looks forward to. He doesn't get as many walks as he liked to, but that's just because of his leg situation. I guess I'm still a little sensitive as far as watching those legs, because I don't want him to go through any more operations or anything like that. I think two on each hind leg there is enough over the last couple of years and whatnot. So, and we're enjoying the walk here. It's a great start as far as to get out here, get fresh air on the golf course here. They're got the groundskeepers sort of pushing the air, blowing the leaves off of the greens, and I guess you can hear in the background they're sort of tight grooming the one green there for one hole. I think it's the, I don't know if it's a sixth or seventh hole. I don't know. For me, golf courses are nice to walk on and run on. I've said this before. I played this golf course twice, I guess, in the 15 years I've lived here. I've got a couple bags in my garage here. I could come out here and hit a couple balls. Like I said, it's a fantastic morning. I'm just going to be hanging out. This is my second day off, sort of my Sunday in a sense, and I'll be watching, I guess, here when I get back of the big jump. I guess about 10 o'clock this guy Felix is out there in Roswell, New Mexico, gonna ascend up to, I don't know, up to the outer edges of outer space and do a free fall jump for Red Bull, I guess. Or Red Bull sponsoring it. Found it on the net, I've tweeted it, and before leaving, I guess my son informed me that it is also on the television on Discovery, so I'll be monitoring that, I guess, when I get home. And then for the rest of the day, at lunchtime, I'll be on the road bringing my daughter and her roommate, who have been visiting us over the weekend, I'll be returning them both to the university. They've had a long weekend. So for Columbus Day, I guess they get 4 days off and they'll get back to their studies. My daughter's in her second year, doing very, very good. My son, of course, he graduated this past year just with a two-year degree, even though he's more than capable of going to back to the full university, but he's got other plans, I guess. Which is good, you know, for younger people to be able to have an opportunity, and I'm giving both my kids the greatest opportunity that they can can provide as far as for education and whatnot. It does cost an arm and a leg, just like everything else, but I think it's a good investment. As the lawnmower goes by and goes, I guess, to the next green. I guess he's coming over here to the green for the 11th hole. So that's how I'm getting my day started, as we over here at the end of the green, and yes, indeed, he is going to be mowing the 11th green. So y'all be far safe, be far wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.